No, the Bible is clear. It is a person, not a thing, that is in the womb. And it is only by lies and deceptions and deceit that they are able to keep this ghastly thing going.
D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, we remember Sanctity of Human Life Sunday.
The major change for me was seeing an ultrasound-guided abortion procedure take place.
And a Hollywood star shares her very personal story of abortion and redemption.
And the one area of all our denominations and differences that we should, if we say we're Christians, agree upon is life.
Join us as we stand up the propaganda of the pro-abortion movement against the truth of God's Word on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. This week marks the 46th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion in all 50 states. Left in the wake of that decision has been the unspeakable cost in human lives and the seared conscience of our nation. On today's program, you will meet a Hollywood star who acted alongside the likes of John Wayne and Sidney Poitier. But beneath the glamour, her life was unraveling. She will share with us her story of pain and redemption. And you will discover how language is deceptively used and abused to justify the practice of abortion so that you can counter that with truth. And we begin with the story of Abby Johnson. Having managed a Planned Parenthood clinic, she takes us inside the dreadful but lucrative business of abortion.
I started at Planned Parenthood as a volunteer and eventually ended up getting promoted to the director of that same facility. Just kind of moved up the ranks there pretty quickly.
In 2009, Abby Johnson was the director of the Bryan, Texas chapter of Planned Parenthood, the organization that is the nation's leading provider of abortions.
Planned Parenthood says that they offer options counseling, but that's not true. They offer abortion counseling because they don't really know how to effectively counsel on anything but abortion. I was great at selling abortion. I sold abortions to girls as young as 12. The major change for me was seeing an ultrasound-guided abortion procedure take place. And I had not seen that happen before because using ultrasound guidance during an abortion procedure is not common. But we had a visiting physician in that day. And at his facility, he only uses ultrasound guidance on his patients. He'd explain that the reason he does that is because it's actually safer. And so I was called into the room, and my job was going to be to hold the ultrasound probe on the woman's abdomen during the abortion procedure. I got everything in place. They did the measurement. They found that the child was 13 weeks. Gestational age, and I looked up on the screen and I saw this profile from head to foot of this 13-week baby in the womb, and I'm looking at this and realizing what's about to happen, and I just kind of thought, oh my gosh, I think this is going to be really bad. I don't think this is going to be the exciting experience I was hoping for. I I looked up at the monitor and I saw the baby begin to move around. And I saw it begin to move its arms and legs, and I saw it begin to move away from that instrument. And I was just in shock. I couldn't believe what I was watching. And the baby was actually making some progress. It was moving further and further away from the instrument, so much so the doctor had to reposition the cannula. And he finally got everything in place, and he asked the technician to turn on the suction, and she did. In just, you know, a few moments, I saw the child's body begin to go through that tube. For those few moments, I was watching this child fight hard for its life. It didn't have a chance. We had all those instruments and all that technology, and that little baby didn't have a fighting chance, and it did fight. I walked out of the room that day just realizing, you know, I've got to make a change. Never again. I'm never going to participate in this again.
1 week later, Abby Johnson resigned from Planned Parenthood. Since that time, she's written a couple of books, one of which is called Unplanned, is in the works to be made into a movie. She's also a featured speaker, along with Ben Shapiro, at the 2019 March for Life in Washington, D.C. Abby Johnson has also started an organization called And Then There Were None.
We always say that nobody grows up wanting to work in the abortion industry. Nobody. Our vision statement for And Then There Were None is no abortion clinic workers, no abortion clinics, no abortions. It starts with the workers. We see ourselves as being part of a pro-love movement. That we want to love these workers out of the clinics. We want to love them onto a path of healing. And we want to love them back into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Since Abby Johnson founded And Then There Were None, they have been able to help hundreds of former abortion clinic workers to come out of that field.
Leaving the abortion industry is really difficult. The happiest moments of my life are moments when I'm on the phone with an abortion clinic worker as they're walking out of their job for the last time.
D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. But we cannot do that without your generosity. With our new monthly automatic giving program, you can conveniently ensure that we are able to broadcast the gospel, train Christian leaders in Washington, D.C., defend religious freedom in court, and much more. Whether you can give $35, $50, or $100 a month or more through your credit card or bank account, your monthly donation will make an enormous impact for Christ, and it will entitle you to automatically receive our valuable monthly ministry resource. Contact us right away to join our convenient automatic monthly giving program and receive the powerful book, Make Your Life Count, as your first monthly resource. By God's grace and with your help, we will impact our nation and the world for Jesus Christ.
Abby Johnson is an example of one whose blinded eyes were opened to the reality of abortion. It's an awakening we must pray will come to the entire country by the Spirit of God. In a few minutes, we will talk with a Hollywood star who was awakened to the truth and now works to share it with others. But on this Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, we must also hope that there are thousands of pastors around the nation reminding their congregation of God's truth about those made in the image of God. One pastor who never tired of doing that was Dr. D. James Kennedy, whose daughter, Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy, joins me now. Jennifer, your dad really took a stand on this issue when it was really not that popular to do so.
He sure did. And that just shows you how important this issue was to him. My father was often criticized for preaching on so-called political topics, but he never let that criticism drive him away from proclaiming the whole counsel of God. If the realm of politics justified evil practices, well, so much the worse for politics. My dad was not going to back down, especially on something as clear as the evil of abortion. As one writer said, abortion is the big E on the moral eye chart. If you can't see that one clearly, you can't see any of them. My father never tired of reminding a conscience-seared nation that abortion was the great blot on its character. And being a gifted speaker, he saw how words were being twisted and distorted in order to make abortion mainstream. He explains more in this portion of his vital and relevant message, Life, an Inalienable Right.
It was in 1973 that the Supreme Court passed the infamous Roe v. Wade decision. And in that, they said that unborn children are not persons and are not deserving of the protection of our Constitution and our law, and thus the American Holocaust was unleashed. Our Declaration of Independence declares that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And as Dr. Francis Schaeffer said in one of his last messages, which was given right here in this pulpit, that the right of life is more fundamental and basic than the right even of liberty, or the pursuit of happiness, or any other right for that matter. Indeed, if you are lying in your coffin, you do not care how many shackles and chains they have wrapped around you, nor do you care how much money you have in your bank account. Without life, nothing else means anything at all. It is good to remember the context in which that decision was made in 1973. We had just come through the decade of the 60s. All of the moral values, traditions, and rules and laws of life that had governed Western civilization for 2,000 years had been, it seemed, suddenly jettisoned in one decade. And acting in that moral vacuum, the Supreme Court moved to provide what they felt was a solution to the problems created by the blatant and epidemic immorality in America. And so the sin which was engendered in the sexual revolution was to be covered up by the abortion revolution. Carol Everett, who ran an abortion clinic where she supervised the killing of over 35,000 babies, said the most frequently asked question by young ladies was, is this a baby? And the uniform answer was, no. It is just a glob of tissue, like a tumor or an appendix. Well, not according to the Bible and not according to science. The Bible is very clear. It constantly refers to the unborn child precisely as that, an unborn child. No, the Bible is clear. It is a person, not a thing that is in the womb. It is only by lies and deceptions and deceit that they are able to keep this ghastly thing going. And I would like to say to anybody here who might be so-called pro-choice, though the only choice the abortionist ever give anybody is Tuesday or Friday. When do you want to have the abortion? But any of you that may be pro-choice, I just want to say to you this. You ought to get down on your knees And thank God that your mother wasn't pro-choice. I recall a woman had an air bubble injected into her womb in order to carefully be able to delineate the walls of the uterus. But she found that when she lay down at night, the bubble covered the mouth of the baby and the baby cried and kept her awake. She complained to her doctor. If such a bubble were over the face of a baby being aborted, it would scream bloody murder, for that is precisely what it is. And there would be an end to abortion. How long will this Holocaust go on?
Dr. Kennedy reminds us in powerful words that cut through the propaganda exactly what's happening in abortion. And the cost is very real. Abortion has cost nearly 60 million children their lives. And the mothers who have sacrificed their children have paid dearly in tears and anguish. Hollywood actress Jennifer O'Neill is one such woman. But having been through it, she offers a resounding word of hope. I recently had an opportunity to sit down here in our studio and talk with Jennifer about her experience. Tell us a little bit about the story of Jennifer O'Neill that people might not know.
Wow. Well, I started working at 15 to buy a horse, and I modeled for CoverGirl for 30 years. In fact, I'm in the Smithsonian in Washington for one of the longest running contracts for CoverGirl for 30 years.
Wow.
And between that and the white hair, and doing a film called Summer of 42, where I played the older woman at 22. Everyone thinks I'm 110, but I'm actually just 70 and happy to have made it. And when I say that, my life went along with all the fame and fortune and accoutrement that working with John Wayne, doing 38 movies, traveling the world, and everything looked so good on the outside and hurt so badly on the inside until I came to my saving grace in Jesus Christ. And that was at 38 years old. Mm. I was carrying my last child, and I don't know how I made it without my Lord and Savior till then, but I wanted, my kids actually prompted me to write my autobiography, appropriately titled Surviving Myself.
Help people understand that what looks great on the outside in places like Hollywood is typically not so hot, actually.
No, it's a very superficial life. It's a very critical life. Mm-hmm. And we all have our stories. But it just appears to everybody that you've got it made.
Yeah.
And so quite often, some of the things that are the deeper scars and deeper hurts are never brought up. And I had an abortion in my early 20s, I'm horrified to say. Mm. I obviously didn't have my faith.
Sure.
Abortion was just became legal. In my case, I married at 17. I already had a daughter. I suffered postpartum depression. I was put in a therapy place. I had shock therapy. Again, very, very dramatic. Everything was dramatic. And divorced after 6 years and felt like a total failure. Went into New York City to recycle my life after about a year and met the man with whom I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And he had 4 children. We were engaged to be married. And there's a reason God says to wait until you're married. In my case, I became pregnant and I was thrilled. He just simply said, you're not going to have it, you're going to have an abortion. I just was ill-informed and weak.
Right.
And did not marry that man eventually. The abortion destroys families, it destroys relationships. Obviously, it takes the baby, but there's good news. God will not be defeated in the life issue. Ever since he raised Jesus from the dead, he has conquered life, and I want to tell your audience really very, very important that
Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of our sins, not just some of them.
Exactly.
And it took me 10 years and more to receive the forgiveness that Christ offers us, each and every one of us. For I received most of it, but with the abortion, I thought what I had done on the was so heinous, it was unforgivable. And that, in fact, is pride. At the end of the day, thinking that what I had done was bigger than what Jesus had done. And I just implore any of your listeners that if they've had an abortion in the past, that staying in that secrecy and that guilt and that shame is not what God wants for you.
Jesus said, I will never refuse the one who comes to me.
Yes.
I will no way cast them out.
That's right.
And so if you go to Christ, he's waiting and willing and ready to receive you right where you are right now.
Yes.
Jennifer, thanks so much for being here. It's just a delight to
see
you.
Beyond my pleasure.
The Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Jennifer O'Neill's story is a strong testimony to the evil of abortion and the gift of life that God has given us. Yet in America, nearly a million abortions are estimated to take place each year. And even as the electoral tide turns and more pro-life politicians are sent to Congress and more pro-life judges are placed on the bench, our tax money still flows to Planned Parenthood, the largest provider of abortions. Are you concerned about that? And which other issues do you find most pressing right now? We want to get your opinion as we move forward in 2019 so that we can plot our ministry strategy. We believe that 2019 will be a pivotal year in American history, and we need your help to proclaim truth and defend freedom. And we also want to make your voice heard among the decision makers in America. Please contact us today to receive the Spiritual State of the Nation survey, in which we will get your opinion on issues from same-sex marriage to illegal immigration and find out what you think is most important. Fill it out and return it to us right away, and we will share the results with President Trump, Vice President Pence, your member of Congress, and influential congressional staff members. To receive your Spiritual State of the Nation survey, simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org/survey. And if you're able to include a generous donation when you contact us, we will also send you the brand new book that we have just published, A New Birth of Freedom, by our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb, and with a foreword by William J. Federer. In this book, Dr. Newcomb looks at the most critical challenges facing Christians in America today and offers solutions for national transformation. Contact us right away to get your Spiritual State of the Nation survey. Fill it out and return it to us as soon as possible so that we can make sure your voice is heard by the President, the Vice President, and the new Congress. And if you include a generous donation to help us with the vital work of this ministry in the upcoming year, we will send you A New Birth of Freedom by Jerry Newcomb as our thanks. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org/survey. Planned Parenthood, in addition to being America's largest abortion provider, is also one of the most potent propaganda machines in our day. The Oxford Dictionary defines propaganda as information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. And that's exactly what Planned Parenthood does, most recently with its deceptive use of the term health care. As used by Planned Parenthood, women's health care is really a euphemism for abortion. And recently, Planned Parenthood's president took this deception to social media, declaring on Twitter that women's health care is health care. Reproductive health care is health care, and health care is a fundamental human right. What Planned Parenthood's president is really saying here in her misleading syllogism is that abortion is a fundamental human right. Now, leaving aside the deep economic confusion that comes with declaring things that place positive burdens on others, like health care, to be a right, it is the height of depravity to insist that the murder of defenseless babies is a fundamental human right. Indeed, if everyone were to exercise this so-called fundamental human right, in short order, we would no longer have any humans at all, let alone human rights. It's also deeply perverse to declare that a procedure that kills a human being is healthcare. For millennia, the core value of physicians was do no harm. But alas, this is the sorry state of our culture. We have become so hardened that a woman who heads an organization annually receiving hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars can claim that killing babies is a sacred human right. And rather than being run out of town on a rail, she is embraced and fully aligned with one of America's two major political parties, the party of death, thus fulfilling the scripture, telling us that God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. Let's pray for an outpouring of the Spirit of God to lift this judgment of blindness from our land. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. I'm Frank Wright. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
Yes, indeed. We are fearfully and wonderfully made.
If we're going to be the true conscience of the state, then we just have to speak boldly and completely honestly in the public square.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.